Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I am Assemblywoman Kati Petri Norris. I represent California's 73rd Assembly District in Orange County, and I am the author of Assembly Bill 2210. I am really proud and grateful to be here today, surrounded by this incredible group of lawmakers, public officials, and advocates. Each and every day, drunk drivers kill 37 people in the United States. That is one life lost every 39 minutes. AB 2210 is an opportunity for us to stop these tragedies before the car even starts. AB 2210 will require anyone who is convicted of drunk driving to install an ignition interlock device, a breathalyzer. The California Department of Motor Vehicles tells us that ignition interlock devices reduce recidivism by 74%. This works. This is an opportunity for us to save lives. I'm calling on my colleagues on the Assembly's Public Safety Committee to pass this bill out of committee next week, and I'm calling on my colleagues to pass this important law and protect Californians. Together, we can save lives with every start. I'm really pleased to be joined today by Sacramento County's District Attorney, Tin Ho. Thank you.
Good morning. Every day in the United States, 4,000 people are arrested for DUIs. Every day, someone who is convicted of a DUI is four times more likely to be involved in a fatal DUI accident. Every day, as the District Attorney of Sacramento County, I see how victims and their families and the tapestry of their life have been ripped and torn apart because of DUI drivers. AB 2210 is the answer, and not just enforcement, but with prevention and intervention. That someone who is convicted of a first-time DUI must install an interlock device that prevents them from driving drunk, that prevents them from hurting another person, killing another person, destroying another family. Today, I have the great honor and privilege of standing up and speaking for somebody who's unable to stand up or speak for herself. And when someone is unable to speak for themselves or stand up for themselves, it's our responsibility to do it for them. And AB 2210 does just that. I have the honor and the privilege of introducing Kelly, who is Angel's mother, and to advocate for the passage of what I am going to call Angel's Law. So with that, I'd love to bring Kelly up here to talk about Angel and what happened to her and her family.
Hi, everybody. March 14, 2022, Angel was walking her dog in her neighborhood. She was 16 years old, and she was ran over by a drunk driver. She was left there on the side of the road and sometime later taken to the nearest trauma hospital. A year in the hospital and numerous surgeries and numerous hospitalizations, she's finally home, but she can no longer talk. She's paralyzed. She can't eat or drink by mouth. She has to be fed through a tube. And she doesn't have control of her bodily functions. So she she chokes on her saliva daily. So with this law, I feel that if the drunk driver would have had to maybe use this interlock device, she would have maybe decided to walk instead of get in her car, because this would have prevented her from actually driving her vehicle and hitting my daughter and causing the devastating results of drunk driving. So please pass AB 2210, and remember Angel.
We'd like to invite at this time Rhonda Campbell. Rhonda is an advocate for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and she has her own story as well, and so we'd like to have her say a few words. Thank you.
Good morning. As DA Ho told you, my name is Rhonda Campbell. I am the California State Victim Services Manager for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And I'm also advocating for my family because my sister was killed by a drunk driver in 1981. 256 days after my organization was founded, my little sister was hit by a four-time repeat offender, and he left her to die on the side of the road. Had this device been in play at that point in time, we would be at a whole different situation, not just my family, maybe Angel's family, and the countless families you see who are represented on these pictures here next to us today. I'd just like to say thank you very much to Assemblywoman Petrie Norris for authorizing Assembly Bill 2210 to make California the 36th state to require ignition interlocks for all convicted drunk drivers. Mothers Against Drunk Driving would also like to thank Attorney Tin Ho for his leadership in seeking justice for victims of impaired driving. MAD calls on lawmakers to send this legislation to the governor this year, as we are all in crisis in terms of driving on our freeways, highways, and roadways. The carnage on the California roadways is unacceptable. Earlier this month, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that 1,479 people died in drunk driving crashes in California. That is a 53% increase over our last numbers of 2019. Again, in our state, drunk driving deaths have increased 53%. This is unacceptable. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, laws like AB 2210 reduce drunk driving deaths by 16%. AB 2210 could potentially save over 230 lives a year. Imagine what this could mean for California residents. As I told you, I was a victim as a teenager of a repeat offender drunk driving crash. The irony in my story of drunk driving is not only in August of 1981 did I lose my baby sister to a drunk driver, several months before that, my mom and my sister and I were hit by a drunk driver. We all survived that crash, but he also was a repeat offender. It's really important to stress that these repeat offenders, they're preying on us on the roads. And what I'd like to say about that is, as a victim advocate for Sacramento, I have a caseload of around 57 victims I'm working with currently. Out of all of those cases, only one of the offenders is a first-time drunk driver. All of them are repeat offenders. AB 2210 will save lives. It's working in other states. The numbers in other states are proving it's making a difference. And California, as a cutting-edge, crucial state in our country, needs this legislation. I implore you all to push for the passing of AB 2210. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda, and thank you, Kelly and Angel. Thank you all for joining us today to share your stories and for all of the work that you do to keep our roads safe and protect families across the state of California. I'm also really pleased to be joined today by a number of my co-authors. So grateful for your partnership and your leadership on this critical issue. I'd like to ask my colleague Esmeralda Soria to step to the podium.
Good morning, everyone. I also want to take the time to thank Assemblywoman Petrie Norris for her incredible leadership in making sure that Angel and all the victims have a voice here in our state capitol this year. And so I also want to thank Mrs. Carr for sharing Angel's story and reminding us of the personal toll and the consequences that victims of drunk drivers have to deal with. In my district, I represent three counties, Fresno, Madera, and Merced. I have two also major highways going through my district. Keeping the roads safe is incredibly important to my constituents. When I look at the numbers in my area, just a couple years ago in 2020, in the three counties I represent, over 6,000 DUI arrests were made, with over 4,000 being made in Fresno County alone. A higher arrest rate than any other rural county in the state of California. In addition, of the more than 3,000 DUI first offenders convicted in the counties in 2019, only about 350 had interlock devices installed. So I can't imagine, you know, what kind of difference AB 2210 would make in my community and across our state, seeing those statistics alone in my area. So I know and I'm very confident that this bill will ensure thousands of additional offenders, not just in my community, but in communities across the state, are not able to reoffend or endanger our loved ones throughout the state of California. I also urge my colleagues that sit on the Public Safety Committee to really support this bill because it will save lives. I think that it has been said, you know, 30 plus states around this country have had the opportunity to pass a law like this, and they are saving lives. And so I want to thank again, Assemblywoman Petrie Norris, for your leadership on this issue. And yeah, let's make sure Angel's Law gets passed.
Thank you, Assemblywoman Soria. Would like to now welcome Assemblymember Bauer Cahan.
Thank you so much. And I want to also reiterate my gratitude for Assemblymember Petrie Norris's leadership on this bill. In my now 5.5 years, I've had the opportunity to try to support this bill many times as a former member of the Public Safety Committee. So I know that Mothers Against Drunk Driving has been at this for a very long time. And this year, I'm optimistic that we will actually get this bill to the finish line and ensure that people in our communities are safer. And I want to thank both of you for being here and telling Angel's story. One of my dear childhood friends called me one night more than a decade ago to tell me her mother had been killed by a drunk driver, taken in a moment. She now has two beautiful children that don't have a grandmother because somebody made the choice to drink and get behind the wheel of a car. And she's just one of so many people. I'm the mother of a teenager. He'll be behind the wheel sooner than I want him to be. And I tell him that it isn't just you teaching you to be safe. We also need you to understand that you're on the road with people who are making the wrong choices. And why this bill is so important is because we're just taking that decision away from people. We are saying that when you're sober, drive to work. Drive to where you want to go. You have every right to get behind the wheel as long as you've passed that point where it's safe again. But we're going to put this extra device on, and we're going to make sure that you aren't putting people on the road at risk. This is the least restrictive means of keeping our communities safe. It is common sense. It has baffled me through the years that this isn't such an easy thing to do, because it seems so logical that we would ask this of our communities. We would ask this of people who have already been caught for drunk driving, to breathe into this device and ensure that you are safe before you get on the road. And so I'm here today just to lend my support to Assemblymember Petrie Norris to this effort, because I want my kids to be safe on the road. I want them to have a grandmother when they choose to have children. And we know that this is one thing we can solve. And our number one duty is to keep our community safe. And Assemblymember Petrie Norris here is doing exactly that. And I couldn't be more enthusiastic in my support. So thank you.
Thank you again, everyone, for joining us today. As my colleague said, when it comes down to it, AB 2210 is just about common sense. AB 2210 will make our roads safer, it will keep our kids and community safe, and it will save lives. Thank you. With that, happy to open it up for any questions. In the past, this is the first time I have introduced this bill. I'm unclear why it has not already become law in the state of California, quite candidly. I, like my colleagues, am optimistic that we are at a turning point and that we're going to be able to pass this bill, because the evidence to support doing so is so overwhelming. This is, as we said, this is a common sense measure that simply says, if you are convicted of a drunk driving offense, before you get behind the wheel of a car again, we need to make sure that you're not going to reoffend, that you're not putting anyone's life at risk. And so I am optimistic that we'll be able to get it to the finish line. I've had very good conversations with my colleagues, and I'll just be completely candid. I find the opposition's arguments, frankly, completely appalling. Completely tone deaf, and just really sickening. So, as I said, I am confident that common sense will prevail. Thank you for asking that question. One of the provisions of this bill, which I think is unique compared to other years, is that it will provide a subsidy for low-income Californians so that cost is not a barrier. And for low-income Californians, I believe the cost would be 23 cents a month. And I'll share a little personal story. So I have a brother who has struggled. He's spent his entire adult life struggling with substance abuse issues. My brother is now 38 years old. About 6 months ago, he was able to get his driver's license for the first time in 20 years. He lives in North Carolina. He works a minimum wage job and earns, I think, $10 an hour. He had to save money in order to afford this interlock device. And you know what? I actually think that was a good thing for him. I think it's made him realize just what's at stake. I think it's made him realize that getting behind the wheel of a car is a privilege, and we have a sacred duty to protect the people around us. So he is thankfully turned a corner in his life, and I'm confident that when he gets behind the wheel of a car, he's not putting anyone at risk. Thank you so much, everyone. Really, really appreciate you being here. Thank you again.